was the only flaw. This was the only flaw in Peter's life. In John chapter 21, Jesus said to him, when you were young, you dressed up and you went where you wanted. The time is going to come when you will mature in this world. And you will stretch forth your hands and another will take you and dress you and lead you in paths you don't want to go to. That is sun talk. Impossible places. Places where sons go to. Is the place you don't want to go to, that's where you are led to. That's what's called sonship. Children think of only today. Only sons think about posterity. They think about leaving a work that is lasting. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Prince of Peace, and the Everlasting Father. The Everlasting Father. Everything he does is after the order of the Everlasting. It will last and last and last. There is no abortion in him. There is no decay in him. Death cannot be figured in him. He is life. And all who are in him share the same portion and heritage. From tonight, I open up a door for you to step into the Everlasting Father. That's what's called everlasting life. To start a thing under God. In one night, Aaron's rod budded. It blossomed, bore fruit and flowers. In one night. In one night. His name shall be called the Everlasting Father. And he's in you. You have no right to abort anything. First of all, you must enter into that life. Then you know that which is relevant there. That is what is called treasure in heaven. What is treasure in heaven? The rich young ruler couldn't follow because of that. And Peter too made the same mistake. Jesus had told him what his life and ministry was going to be like. And it looked to Peter like Jesus was making him the head boy. So Peter turned around and he saw the disciple that Jesus loved coming. And that disciple that Jesus loved is John. He had been a problem to all of them. Because you must not forget that they were jostling for position. They were not following Jesus because they believed in him or they wanted the kingdom of heaven. They wanted him to make some of them governor in Jerusalem. Another one governor in Dan. And the other one in Beersheba. They were thinking of a political kingdom. They wanted to enrich their pockets. They were no different from you and I. We're in church primarily because we want God to advance us in life. And as ministers, most of the time it actually hits us the most. Because when you are in church and you are a pastor and your friend is a bank manager, you feel you have to prove to your friend that you are not failing. So you are struggling to drive the kind of car a bank manager drives. So when you go home, you can say, well, although I'm in ministry, I'm not failing. No, Jesus told me early in life, I didn't call you to be the richest man. What I have given to you is the Holy Ghost. Before, if you come to my house, every problem you bring, I want to sow into it. I ran into debts and debts and debts. And then the Lord told me, I didn't send you to give money. Let the people know that there's something upon your life. So I stopped attending tribal meetings. I stopped attending unnecessary associations. Because I am set aside, consecrated, anointed. Somebody says, come for the village meeting. I say, do you know what's on my head? One day the village will need me if I start coming to you now, sowing seed into your end of year nonsense. You will not hear me when the time comes. I'm not a citizen of the earth. I'm a citizen of heaven. I follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. Following is the exclusive preserve of sons. Children don't venture there. Whenever the rubber hits the road, children mess up big time. A little hunger and they miss it. A little stress and they are gone. A little pressure, they can't pay their house rent and that's all, their joy is gone. That's children. But Jesus walked the earth destitute. He said, foxes have holes, birds have nests, the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Who has ever been to Jerusalem and seen the house Jesus lived in? Even ancient Bethlehem is totally wiped out. He was caught in a garden. And in case you think they just went there to pray, some of them were asleep. Because a young man was caught with a wrapper. When they pulled the wrapper, he ran away naked. Perhaps it was hot, and he covered himself with a wrapper to sleep. Jesus was not rich in terms of how much he had in the account. He was rich in that God was sufficient unto him. Per time, he had what he needed. You know, the abomination of our generation is we don't know what to do with money. That is the controversy that God has with our generation. We believe he's going to convert the strength and the power of the Gentiles unto us. All of us are looking for money. In one night, sir, he converted the money of the Egyptians and he gave it to the Jew. And he led them out with a strong arm. Yes, what did they use the money for 40 years? Did he ever ask them to buy food? Did he ever ask them to buy clothes? He gave them silver and gold so they will know that his kingdom is not in silver, not in gold. Their dresses did not wax old. They grew with them in the wilderness. I have a controversy with my people. I have a controversy with Jerusalem and Judah. They have substituted gold and put brass in its place. And every man bows to the idols that their hands have made. They are full of Eastern ways. But I prophesy to you, a day is come, and even now is that day, when darkness will cover the earth and thick darkness the people, and the haughtiness of men's hearts will be humbled, and their lofty looks will be subdued, but the Lord alone will be exalted. You better make yourself in line with him now before it gets too late. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, oh Lord. Blessed be your name, oh Lord. Blessed be the one.